because you're white, do you wash your feet? Or yes. Do you just let the water run down like a lot of y'all say?
No, I wash my feet.
Thank you.
Do people not wash their feet?
Taylor Swift says she don't wash her legs at all. And Travis Kelce said it. His brother said it. The soap runs down your body, so that washes. And I said, this is why white people smell like Fritos. Because...
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice.
Where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message, cause they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
Have we started?
We're on. So this is good. This is a good way to start. We're starting with the segment. We're going to get to the questions later, right?
Yeah.
The advice questions are coming up soon. But before that, do you know my people?
I love this segment. I love it. I know it. We've been talking about it for a long time. But I think it's good because it gives us a chance to show people of our culture and see, you know, how deep we are, like, you know, into it. Like,
I think I know every black person.
That's a bold statement.
Like on, like in, you name somebody. If he's some comedian, I know. If it's the guy down the block, I'm gonna know him. So I'm pretty confident going in.
I bet you won't get half of these people right. I just have a feeling.
Here's how the game works. So, you show me a picture of a black person. I show you a picture of a white person, and then if you can get it in zero guesses, one guess, you get 5 points.
Okay.
Right. If after that it turns into a yes or no, you can ask like 20 questions. You can ask, is it a politician? I can say yes or no. Is it someone in a band? Whatever. I can say yes or no.
All right.
Whatever question you want to ask. But each question you ask, your points go down by one.
All right.
So one question, you get four. If you get in one question, 4 points, three, gotcha. Two, one. Zero. At zero, you just tell me the answer. Whoever gets the most amount of points wins.
All right. I can't wait to see your knowledge of my people.
Do you want me to go first?
I would love for you to go first.
I'm actually a little scared now, the fact that you know Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, you should be.
I mean, you might know everyone on my list.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? We'll start here.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. This could be a...
Out the gate.
How do you know Phil Mickelson?
I play golf.
God damn. Really?
Gonna put Vijay Singh up there. I got that right too.
Chichi Rodriguez. I was gonna go with him.
Probably wouldn't have guessed that. See?
Oh my God. All right, you asked me. I don't feel good.
Maya Angelou.
Come on, you can't. That is Secretary of the Treasury.
Oh my God. Do you think this is Condoleezza Rice?
Maxine Waters?
Maxine Waters.
Wait, so is it a politician?
No. She's very well known.
She's very well known. Well known
if you're cultured. Very well known.
She's not a comedian. I know.
No, she's not.
Oh, wait, was that a question?
Yes, it
was. Oh,
no, boy. No, you was a guest.
I wasn't.
You,
I wasn't.
Didn't ask.
Yeah. I said she's not a comedian. Okay, is she a musical artist?
Not a musical.
All right, I don't know who that is.
This is Maya Angelou, the poet.
Ah! See, I read her. I don't look at her.
Now he fucking reads her.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever seen
a picture of her?
A picture of Maya Angelou.
I told you I was going to dog walk Turner on this shit. I told you that. All right. Let's go. All right,
I'm deleting all the.
Bring it.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're going to destroy me. Okay.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, my God. This is. I might quit this podcast.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, that's Old Dirty Bastard.
Finally, God, I was like, you know.
Finally, I got that right away.
I can't believe you would know ODB, but not Maya Angelou.
I've seen him.
You read so many books, I just knew you were going to know Maya Angelou. Thank you.
She doesn't write picture books.
She's been on Oprah like 19
How many
times.
Music videos does she have?
But ODB, I ain't going to lie, I'm shocked you got that. But we're in New York. Wu-Tang Clan is a movement even still. So...
Old Dirty Bastard, live and uncut.
Okay, now you redeemed yourself. Totally redeemed
That's
yourself.
Back, baby! All right, who's that?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Robert?
Oh, you got it.
Yes. That nigga did, too. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ramp it up now. You go ahead. I'm going to make it harder. You're 3 for 3.
I don't play, buddy. I don't. I play for keeps.
Idris Elba.
Oh, that's Idris Elba.
Okay.
Did you just put that in there? Because
No. I knew I had to give you an easy because I didn't think you were going to get the first two. But I was like, you don't know Idris.
Did you think I would get my Angela?
I really did. I really thought you would get it. And I had a 50-50 chance you knew ODB because Wu-Tang is such a big thing. But I didn't know. But I really thought you'd
get You also gave me a young picture of him.
I gave you a picture of him.
But he was like 19. Anyway, whatever. I got it. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
David Byrne.
Fuck. Weird Al.
I love the attempt. It's wrong. But what I love about the attempt is that you saw the outfit. And you're like, who would wear like a wacky outfit?
That big out. Yeah. Joe did a music video in an outfit like that. And so,
Do we have footage of that, by the way?
Yeah, Joe was in that in his music video he did.
So I'll just say this. So now you know it's a musician. You can name the group or the person.
What's the dude's name from Peaky Blinders?
I don't know Peaky Blinders.
Like that. That's who he does look like.
Oh. Was that a question?
No.
Oh, yeah, you can ask yes, no questions.
There's nothing to guess. I don't know who it is.
Okay, it's David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I feel like most white people would... I tried to pick ones that most white people would know.
Gotcha.
I think most white people would know David Byrne. Sure. Okay.
All right. So my turn last... Okay.
Ving Rhames.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
You know who it is?
Yeah. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't think I'm gonna be able to guess it though. Is he like everyone should know his name?
Most people. You know his name. You definitely know who he is when you see him. But a lot of people know his name. Especially he's in Mission Impossible.
Wait, is that Ving Rhames?
Yes.
Bang!
Oh,
baby.
Man, I don't know. You pulled that one out your butthole, boy. That shit was crazy.
Dude. I can't even think of what he's been in.
Mission Impossible, Baby Boy. He's Holiday Heart. He's been in so much.
Was he in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. He's in so much. He's been at it a long time.
All right, you ready?
Rush Limbaugh.
Is that your dad?
No.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
It's the Maya Angelou of white people.
Is that Rush?
That's Rush. That's the Maharishi.
Is that Rush Limbaugh? I said, hold on, call back. Is that Rush? Wow. No, he looks thoroughly Republican.
Yeah of course that's Rush. Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Damn.
Remember when he got addicted to opioids?
No, I was 9, so I wasn't really in the lifestyle. What was the thing? He got hooked on heroin?
Yeah, and what did he call him? Ladies and gentlemen, I have to come clean. I've had a slight issue with oxycodone.
A slight issue?
Had to take a couple weeks off. But
you go to rehab.
Yeah,
you go to rehab. What a way to spin that. You better get this.
Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
you kidding me? The miseducation. Oh, Lauryn Hill.
Don't do this. I'm impressed you even knew the name of the album. I'm going to be honest.
I had the album.
Do you?
Every white person had the album.
I didn't know that.
She was very popular with the white community.
She was very, well, because she was in Sister Act.
I don't think that had to do with it. No, because she was in the Fugees.
Yeah.
And everyone loved the Fugees. The Fugees cut across all races.
So cultures. I could have put, because you know, I wasn't going to use her. I was going to use Wyclef. You'd have got him too?
Of course. Okay. I would have got Praz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, we knew the whole. See, we're learning.
Yeah, okay. You might be a little deeper than I thought.
Look at this. All right, we're going to go one more.
Dave Matthews.
Is that Jeremy Piven?
This is my favorite one. No.
David Copperfield. No?
No, but this is by far my favorite. This guy is like a god to white people.
Musician?
Yes. That's, you're down to, I'm going to.
Dave Matthews.
Nailed it. Boom. What was that? But I feel like I just.
You didn't win.
What was that? I was down by three.
Down by three.
I got the, I got 5 points.
Yeah.
Because I got the Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
So that puts me up by two.
Yeah. And I guessed once.
I shouldn't have given you that. Yeah, you won by one.
Yeah. All
right. That's it. That's our first time doing it.
So I got 15 points in good credit.
Yeah.
That's the scoring system. I get good credit. You get street credit for your points. Yours is called street credit. I get good credit.
I think I got 15 points. You got 16.
Uh-huh. My credit score high as fuck. I'm about to go get a car. All right.
All right. That's it. That's been Do You Know My People?
I love it. I ain't going to lie. And next time I'm bringing this.
This
shit.
Is a great. Now we know how it works.
Yeah, I got it now.
All right. We'll be right back with Black and White advice questions from you.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Saving money on everything. Now at Menards, we've got it all, from big to small. Honeywell home thermostats keep your home's temperature comfortable through every season, while saving on your heating and cooling bill. The Honeywell Home Wi-Fi smart thermostat has flexible programming to fit your schedule. Now on sale. Stores close Thanksgiving. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with Black and White Advice. Are you ready for these?
These are my favorite part of the show, honestly.
Here's the first question. This is from Toya in LA. Okay. When I was in high school, I remember going to my white friend's house and seeing them cuss at their parents. Mm. Now I have two high school kids of my own. They both have white friends and they go to those friends' houses often. What should I tell them to do when they see their white friends cussing at their parents?
Hmm. Toya, is it? What I would tell you to tell your kids is the same thing my mama told me. Don't let your little buddy Chad get your life taken. Because, yeah, it's a normal thing. I grew up in an all-white cul-de-sac and all that. And you go to your friends' houses, and it does start to rub off. Now, we ain't crazy enough to cuss at our parents because we like our teeth and shit. You know what I mean? But you see them, and then you're like, well, he talks like that. So even when I would come back, sometimes I would just get like a normal little attitude and my mom would be like, I sure hate Turner would get you murdered in here. Like you
bring that energy home to your mom.
You bring the energy home. My mom nipped that in the bud at the door. baby, you ain't Caucasian. There's going to be some rules in here. So I think, but here's the thing. If you raise your kids right, I don't think you have to worry about that because you set the tone early enough. They know what's acceptable and what's not. That's how I feel.
Okay. I'm going to complete opposite advice.
Please.
If you go to a white family's house, and the kids in the family are allowed to cuss at their parents, those are the most liberal parents on earth. you as a black high school kid, you need to join in.
Join in the cussing of the
parents? At their parents. Yeah.
Turner is giving advice that is going to get you in charge.
You go, that's right, Kathy. I do want some fucking eggs. And then if you say, because here's the thing. If these are, I'm telling you, my parents never allowed this. No one I know's parents ever allowed it, except for like the extreme liberal white parents let their kids, because they raised them in a way that like, oh no, it's okay to
express
yourself. Patrick, yeah, do whatever you want. So then therefore there's nothing that would make them happier than to have a black person yelling at them in their own household. Cause they're like, look at me. I'm so like accepting. So and it's you're doing them a favor.
That might sound good in theory until the word gets back to your black mama that you cuss these grown people out. Your mama's going to beat the shit out of
you.
No,
but the word will never get back because the people will be happy about it. They'll go home and they'll go, I'm so proud of us that we allow all voices in our home. Mm-hmm. Anything you can do. I'm telling you, there's white families right now listening and nodding their heads when mm-hmm. I say this. This is a gift to them.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell this
to be yelled at by a minority.
I'm gonna say this to all the white families. Listen, your child come to my house and cuss at me. I'm whooping his ass and my child's ass. Let's go ahead and get the understanding on that. You come to my house talking shit, I'm going to treat you like a grown man. That's how it goes.
What about eating, like finishing dinner? This is something I remember because like white families don't make you finish your dinner.
Which that's privilege because y'all like, we have more food, honey.
But like any other race.
No. I'm going to tell you, I can still hear the line in my head sitting at the table because as a kid, I hated lima beans. I couldn't stand them. And black eyed peas they were like actual eyeballs to me. Yeah. I hated them. And I remember sitting there and they were getting cold. You know, when they get cold, they start to coagulate. So you really don't want to eat them. And my mom was like, she said, baby, you going to eat them peas or them peas going to eat you? Either one. And as a kid, I'm like, well, peas don't have mouths. But that's what she was saying. I don't give a fuck. You will eat them or they will eat you, but you're not getting up until they're gone. So.
And what about your friend? Like if your friends came over, would your mom make your friends finish?
My friends was white. They didn't eat very well that often, so they always finished the food at my mom, and my mama can cook. So they were like, Miss Duckett, can I have more beans? And I was like, oh, fuck. They loved it.
I remember being, like, two of us went over to this Latino kid's house, and his mom, I finished my food, but the other kid was like, no, I only eat when I'm hungry. I've been told to only eat when I'm hungry, and she flipped out on him and made him finish all his food. Yeah. And then he went back and, like, complained to his parents. Yeah. And then the parents called the family and was like, when my child's at your house, you can't force feed them.
Yeah, we can solve that. Tell his bitch ass not to come to my house. No more. So that's it. Can't eat frijoles.
Anyway, so okay, that's conflicting advice there.
Yeah, but it's gonna be conflicting advice because again, it says join in if you like, do it at your own discretion. I'm telling you, just growing up in them type of house, if it don't get back to him, if you want to test it out, test your cuss words out on white people, I'm all
tee off.
Yeah, tee off. Just know there's a time and a place, young boy, and do not take that back to your black household.
All right. Here's Cynthia from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, what up, Cackalack?
She's written in. She says, my white boss, who I get along great with, Cynthia's black. My white boss, who I get along with great, invited my husband and I over to his house for a Sunday barbecue. When we got there, we saw his kids playing with their dog and tongue kissing it on the mouth. Tongue-kissing the dog on the
picture
mouth.
Of that is just grotesque.
She writes then, gross. But not my culture, so I ignored it. Later, right before the food was served, I was sitting on a chair outside, and the dog jumped on me and started licking me all over my face and mouth. With my boss, his wife, and kids around, I didn't want to cause problems, so I just sat there and ate the burger that they served me with full dog saliva on my face. Later, the dog kept trying to jump on me. How could I have handled this so I could go wash my face but not offend my boss? And how could I have made sure that the dog didn't do it again? Okay, I think I have the answer.
Please,
here.
I hope you do.
Yeah, when you go over to a white family's house, because this is going to happen. White people tongue kiss their dog.
He's part of their family.
Fact of life.
Fact of life.
So you need to go preventative here. When you go to the house, you bring a COVID mask. And that way, if you see a dog and you see the kid's tongue kissing the dog, you put on the mask and you go, listen, I got COVID. And I got a tickle in my throat. I might have COVID. I'm not sure. So I just want to go full mask. Trust me, even though it's 2024, white families will be okay with this. They love the COVID mask idea. They'll say, oh yeah, by all means, put on the mask. And that way, if the dog jumps up on you, you got protection.
This is the worst fucking advice.
This is the best advice. This is the
worst fucking advice. How about you don't let the fucking dog jump on you? You can say down. You don't have to beat the dog. No, down boy. You don't watch Cesar Chavarez, the dog whisperer, whatever. You got to be the alpha. Now, clearly the dog's running shit over at the White House. When I come in here, down.
People are very, white people are very close to their dogs.
Down, treat. They don't care as long as you give them a treat.
But no. But that's not how a conversation in a White House with a dog goes. Hey, Charlie, what are you doing? You're being bad. Meanwhile, he's just licking the face of the guest.
You know, even in the Bible, it says you can turn the other cheek. You don't have to give him full tongue. You can turn your cheek.
That was before COVID masks came out.
I'm telling you, I've seen that. A dog's never licked me in my face because I don't allow it. So
you do the down.
I say the down, or I just turn my head on my chill. And then the owner sees how uncomfortable I am. And they're like, Sparky, that's enough. Kennel up. But yeah, no, I've never just succumbed to the lick. Like, no, fuck no. I actually saw an article about this because it was crazy, man. Because you know that this whole theory, dogs' mouths are cleaner than anything ever. That's what everyone said. The reason they don't mind is dogs' mouths are cleaner than all humans' mouths. And all that. Well, funny you should say that. There was a lady who was on vacation in Mexico, cut herself on one of her plastic room keys. It was a little nick. Okay. Didn't think anything about it. Came home. Her golden retriever was excited to see her, licked her arms, her face. She got both arms and legs had to be amputated from a bacteria in the dog's fucking mouth. She lost everything. And you know what the crazy part about the whole story is?
What?
This bitch kept the dog. Imagine coming back from the hospital with no arms and legs, and the dog who took them is still eating your kibbles. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Where
is this dog going to get? This isn't like a backyard dog.
We're going to the pound. I don't have arms or legs. I don't have arms or legs, fam. You're out of here.
What do you do if you're at some, like your in-law's house and they have a dog?
My in-laws do have dogs.
Right?
Yeah. They put them up. I'm black. I'm not comfortable with damn dogs. Okay. Especially dogs I don't know. If I didn't know that dog as a puppy, as a ute, I can't have him around me, okay? You know what I mean? And it's just any dogs. Because, you know, everybody's like, he's so friendly. He's never bitten anybody. Why the fuck does he have teeth then?
Can I? I agree. Why does... Okay, when I was growing up, if someone on the block had a Rottweiler, you just knew to stay away from the Rottweiler. Now it's like, no. Mine's the good Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Mine's fine. You just... Rottweilers, like Doberman Pinschers, right. They're friendly animals. Yeah. I'm like, then why is Pinscher in the name of the
why
animal?
Why are they guarding the junkyards? They do something. Anyway, so back to the story. Don't just have some boundaries. It's okay to have boundaries, even with dogs, even if it's your boss. Your boss ain't going to fire you because you didn't want to get licked in the mouth by a dog.
Or bring a COVID mask.
Or bring your COVID mask in 90-degree weather, 2024.
For a barbecue, an outdoor barbecue.
Right. People look at you crazy, man. I still look at people crazy. When I see people wear COVID masks now in the city, it kind of weirds me out in 2024.
I saw a guy last night in the park alone juggling and had a COVID mask on.
You see, alone. See what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, some people are mentally ill, I think. All right, here we go. Every time I'm a white guy living in New York City, every time I walk through Harlem, black folks make fun of me for my, in quotes, ratty old shoes. How can I remedy this without breaking the bank? This one's for Phil.
I mean, that's easy because, I mean, every shoe store has a clearance rack. We're not tripping about the brand of shoes. It's the condition of the shoes. You know, ever since white women made it cool to wear the dirtiest fucking Air Force Ones they could find, y'all have really embraced that. And like black people, that's the one thing since the beginning of time, since I've been alive before then. Even black women, they'll tell you, what's the first thing you look at when you look at a man? They're like, oh, his feet. They go from the feet up. That's how they do it. So in our community, if your kicks are busted, you ain't got a shot. Because like, if you don't care about your appearance, you don't care about nothing. That's how we feel.
Why shoes, though? Like, why do black women start with the shoes and go up?
I'm not a black woman, so I can't speak for them, Turner. Yeah. But I'm just telling you, what they start at the shoes. Your kicks got to be clean. But even as a man, even now, when I take my shoes off, I have a toothbrush. I put my laces in and I brush my shoes before, you know what I mean, before I put them on again. Keep them crispy as long as you can. Because that's just how we raise. It's a cultural thing. And then y'all started just getting the bummiest. I'm talking like the Air Force Ones don't even have a logo on them anymore. And y'all put them with a $1,000 outfit. And I guess that's called white privilege. I don't know, but we just ain't allowed that.
Is everything white? Wait.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, we've got to the heart of it. So wearing shoes that aren't nice.
So because, yeah, think about it. Like, I mean, from the beginning, black people, at least, we were always, your first impressions are everything.
Yeah.
People judge you before you even open your mouth based on how you look.
But that's like the...
But for black people, we always had to be pristine because we were already getting judged on so many different levels. We were already not accepted. So we had to look our... That's... You know where the word Sunday's best comes from? You know when they're like, oh, he was in his Sunday's best? No, it comes from slavery. Back in the church, the slave owners used to have competitions on whose slaves would be dressed the nicest for church on Sunday. So it was known as Sunday's best. He would dress his slaves up to be the cleanest. And you're like, my niggas look better than your niggas. And that's where Sunday's best came from. So we always say we have to look nice for on special occasions. And that's how it grew into this. So now, even still, it's all about first impressions, always about being fly. It's always about being pristine and clean because that's how it was ingrained in us. And now it still is. So that's why we do it. White people have never, they could look however they want. They had, think about it, the richest white people, you know, dress like homeless people most of the time. You know what I mean?
True. But that's like modern. I feel like even up to the mid 90s, rich guys dressed in suits. Trump's like
Bill
the last
Gates
holdover.
Drives a Toyota Tacoma and wears Wrangler jeans.
But Trump's like the last holdover from that era.
Yeah, but
and then
yeah.
It became no. Once it went to Silicon Valley, yeah, Bill Gates, those white guys started being like, "Oh, I'm so rich, I can dress like
yeah.
like a dump."
But the thing is, like, you've always been able.
You still have to let me come in and like. Hang
but you
out
could always do what
table.
You want. You always do. You know what I mean? It was just kind of what it's just. Who's going to tell a white dude? No, you run the company. You can come into your office and jogging bicycle shorts and a
yeah, but
you know what I mean, it's just like one of those things. Y'all
people
can do it.
No, but this is a shoes thing. People do wear suits, right? People still
and wear bummy shoes with the suits. Have you seen that? I've seen bummy sneakers, New Balances with nice suits. White people do that. If I'm gonna wear a suit with sneakers, the sneakers got to be brand new.
What's your opinion on flip flops?
I hate them. I hate the sound of them. The flop, flop, flop. I don't have any cares. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I don't like it. I hate flip-flops.
Hey, oh, baby.
The rainbows? Are those rain?
Are they? No, I can't afford rainbows. Those are expensive. These are Reef.
I think rainbows are like $100.
Yeah, but it's lifetime. $100 for flip-flops.
I don't wear them, period.
Those flip-flops are like $20.
Really? See, I don't know. I've never invested. What do you think of Crocs?
Very against Crocs.
See, growing up, we were alive when Crocs came out and used to get picked on. When they first came out, people were like, did you see those? Because like, they were a joke.
Yeah.
And now every celebrity, every kid,
Kids wear Crocs.
Like even the like, most famous
I'm against
right
Crocs. Now. Okay, yeah. So if you put it in terms of Crocs, now I know what you're talking about in terms of the dislike of flip-flops. I didn't know until I moved to New York City that people, and it's not just black people, people in general, in city people don't like flip-flops.
Well, you shouldn't wear flip-flops in New York City, Turner.
I wear them on the subway.
You don't give a fuck about nothing, do you? Turner, you can't. There's too much dumpster and bum juice. And what about when it rains
bum
and
juice?
It flops into the puddle and it's dookie water and shit on your heel? I have so many questions. Let me ask you. And
are my feet going to fall off?
This
like
is what
that
I
want to
know. Because you're white. Do you wash your feet? Or do you just let the water run down like a lot of y'all say?
No. I wash my feet.
Thank you.
Do people not wash their feet?
Taylor Swift says she doesn't wash her legs at all. And Travis Kelce said it. His brother said it. They're like, I mean, unless I like was running through mud, but if it's a regular day, the soap runs down your body, so that washes. And I said, this is why white people smell like Fritos because this is ridiculous. The water.
We also eat a lot of Fritos. Fritos are good. If you're gonna go against Fritos, I'm gonna cancel this show's. This is the end of the podcast right now. If you're gonna come out against Fritos.
I'm just saying, when I heard that, I was taken aback.
It's tortilla chips for people who are like, hey, these tortilla chips, we need more salt. There's not enough on these salted chips. There's not enough salt. Can we and chop them down a little bit and triple the salt?
Oh, my God.
Put them
God,
in a bag, shake
dude.
It up. Now we got Fritos.
I'm glad to hear that, though. So, because if you wear flip-flops, I feel like you have to soak your feet and wash in between them because you've touched too much.
I mean, I wash them when I shower. But when I lived in China, I did soak when I came home. My wife made me do that.
why did you leave that practice over there?
Well, now I'm in America. It's the...
You mean to tell me that New York City is cleaner than China? No way.
It is.
That's terrifying.
I mean, actually, No. Let me say this, because I know China's going to go nuts. It's not today, but it was. China's gotten a lot cleaner over the last, 5 to 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? New regime?
Yeah, you could say that.
I'm going to go easy on that.
I want to be able to go back to that country.
Gotcha.
Let's just say there's a new man in charge who won't leave.
That is terrifying. Who won't leave?
And part of his way of, and one of the things he's done is say, at this country, we got to clean that. He's just taking a fire hose to the whole place.
What are we chopping fingers off for littering or what?
There's this, you want to get into it?
I would love to know.
Social credit score. Have you heard of that?
That's like that Black Mirror episode. So if you get caught littering, they lower your, so you can't have friends?
So we all have credit scores.
Yeah.
You can't buy a house or whatever it is. You can't get a loan if you're institute. But that's if you default on, if something's wrong with your money, right?
Right.
But there they have what's called a social credit score. And that just means if you go out to the street one day and you're wearing stripes with plaids, boom, down. You can't get on the train the next day because people are like,
is that an example or is that something for real?
I mean, that's exaggeration.
Oh, my God.
But there are, it is simple. If you are yelling at somebody in the street super loud and it wakes everybody up at 2 a.m., then the next day you go to buy a train ticket to get to the next city and you'll just be like, no, your score's too low because somebody reported
you. How do you get it back up? Or are you just stuck in the city now?
You got to just go kiss ass around the neighborhood for a while.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, you're stuck in the city or you got to go buy a car and then because it's all social things. Social thing, faux pas that you did wrong. One of them's littering. There's yelling, noise pollution, street pollution, all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, he put it in 5 years ago. I hadn't been there in 5 years. I went back a month and a half ago. It worked. It's a very clean country now. Very quiet.
I bet.
People are very obedient.
You tell me that if I litter, I can't leave my city? Shit. I'm going to do everything by the
book. Much more polite?
Yeah.
There's part of you that goes, there's something to that.
There's something to it. Well, yeah, good luck with
that. When I'm woken up at 3 a.m. by someone screaming in the street.
Or when the crackhead's yelling at the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd love to lower their
score. Lower his score right now.
All right, last question. This comes from Gus in Florida. Phil, he wants to know, why do black guys get so excited for magic tricks?
I can tell you it's not excitement, really. It's more fear. It's what it is.
So you know what I have in my head when he asked this? What I have in my head is that David Blaine doing magic for the Dallas Cowboys. You remember that in the 90s?
Yeah.
I think that was the first time any of us saw that street magic thing.
Yeah.
And Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin, he was in their locker room and he finished some trick and they literally just ran away.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. They ran hundreds of yards.
Every time our mind's blown, we start running. That's what we do. I run too.
Because of magic?
Because of anything. If something's really funny, think about when black people die laughing. We take off running.
You take off.
I start sprinting when it's really funny. I can't. It's what we do. It's funny as shit.
We fall.
Yeah. Yeah. I fall in. I run. But same thing with magic. But it's not. It's exciting, but it's mostly fear. A lot of black folks were raised in religious, just kind of growing up, just your roots are in church. Even people who don't go now, your grandmother.
Yeah.
Even the hoodest dudes you met, their grandma was in church.
Influenced by the church.
Every day, every Sunday, they're in church and God and what's demonic and what a lot of us, even we like horror movies, we ain't watching The Exorcist and all that. That's demonic. And we quick to call something demonic. That ain't nothing but the devil. Magic like that is crazy, but it's so. In such a different realm, and there's no way to explain it. So we that's the devil right there, dog. You know what I mean? Because I've been to those shows where a mentalist was matter of fact, Matt Richards, comedian, one of the best magicians I've ever, he's actually a mentalist. It is phenomenal. He came over one time and we were doing
He do that at on stage?
He does a magic show too.
I think I had to follow him doing magic one night.
It is unreal how good he is. And literally.
And then what are you supposed to do next?
But I don't know. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't follow that shit.
It was awful. I bombed so hard.
Because you're just mind blown. It's this guy's the real. But anyway, he was literally when he walked in, he was take the sticky note. He was write down anything. Think of something, anything. I don't care what topic. Anything you want. Write it down and fold up. He said, at the end of this, I'll tell you what it is. And when I shit you not, he said, he's like, are you ready for that word? I'm like, he said.
Wait, you just wrote down a word?
I wrote down a name. He said it could be a word, a person, place, thing, anything.
Wait. Before you tell us, let's mention that he's black.
Matt Richards is a black magician.
Yes.
Right.
I've never seen that before.
You don't see him very often. I tell you that. It's like Haley's Comet. So he was like, ready for it? And I wrote down J-Lo at the beginning. And we had not talked about Jennifer Lopez.
Can I ask you a question here?
Sure.
Did he then, you wrote it down, did he then ask you a series of questions?
No. He was just talking and he was like, he said, are you ready for the word? He'd ask me questions about other things, but nothing pertaining to what I wrote down. We were just having a podcast, like just talking.
Oh, it was on a podcast.
Yeah, and we were just talking. Okay. And then he was like, all right, he's like, so you ready? And then he was like, and he looked at me and he was like, it's a musician. And that's, I was like, yeah. He said, Jennifer Lopez. And I said, get the fuck out. I literally just ran out. I was like, because I literally wrote it down. And it would have been like 45 minutes. I put it in my pocket. I didn't show anybody. And it was just like, I don't know, man. It made my head explode. I was like, how do you do that? He was like, I've been doing magic since I was 3 years old. And I was like, but still. He was like, I'm a mentalist. So there's certain things that you do. I said, there's nothing that I did today that would make you think Jennifer Lopez was on my mind.
Yeah.
He was like, I've been doing it forever. He does it at the Comedy Cellar all the time. He has a magic show. But yeah, it's impressive.
But we know.
But it makes you run because this has to be different spirits.
It's the work of the devil.
This is the work of the devil. But this is the Salem witch trials, and I'm gonna burn all you motherfuckers.
But also, we all know that magic's not real, right?
That's what y'all say. But this wasn't magic. This was mental. He was in my fucking mind.
But even he told you there's some type of a something.
You got to be in my head. What do you think? I was out here dancing to Jay. Like, I wasn't like, you know, I was on Yo MTV Raps, nothing. It was just a thought that came to my head, a name, and I was like, oh, he'll never guess. This is so random.
All right.
I don't know. Black people in magic, we are, yeah, highly volatile. It freaks us out, but it makes us run because we like, nah, that's crazy. But no, it's a different type of excitement. It's more fear.
I used to do magic for like 15 years. Did I tell you that?
No.
And see, it's so
before, before I was a comedian, I was a magician. I've had black people run away from me.
It's scary, Joe. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's an unknown force. It's the dark arts.
I get that I don't understand it. Also, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Why, when black people think something's funny, that like we'll repeat it? Like you say something funny, and then the response will be "he said," and then just say the same thing, and then the "he said" guy usually gets as big of a laugh as the original guy. And I'm like, why is he getting credit? He didn't do anything. He just said "he said," and then like you could be like. Why the chicken cross road to get to the other side, and the guy will be like, "He said
to get
to the other side," and then they'll start. Everyone will be like, "Yeah, he did say that."
The steal process,
and I'm like, "He's stealing your joke right in front of you. He's doing your bit.
We don't take it
to
like,
your face.
He's doing your bit is
like
crazy.
If that was me, I would be like, "Yeah, I did say that. We all know I just said that. Of course, I said that. That was my line."
But it was the reassurance that did you hear? Because sometimes it takes a second to process. So with them saying it, it's like. That's exactly okay. I thought I was tripping. No, they just.
I would be furious. I would be like, "This is my material. What do you think? I have this to give away. This, we have a finite amount."
I can't wait to do a "he said" with him, real quick.
You do not "he said" me. I dare you to "he said" me.
I can't wait to do that. This fool Turner just said.
I don't mind if you "he said" me, but then if that gets a pop,
oh, I'm gonna stand an ovation.
If you do that on stage, if we do this live and you do that on stage and everyone then laughs bigger at you, I'm like, that was my joke.
He's going to walk off the
stage. At least steal it behind my back.
He's like, I can't work like this. Oh, man.
Steal it when I'm not in the room.
No, that's
just stuff. Right in front of me. All right. That's the show.
I had a blast today, buddy.
Black and white advice. Everybody, write into us. We now have a email address, blackandwhiteadvicepod@gmail.com. Any questions you have for me, for Phil, anything, write us in. We'll do it soon on the show. That's it.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Weight loss. It needs to be fast and sustainable. Noom GLP-1 starts at just $149 and ships to your door in 7 days. Take it from Clavossier, who lost 35 pounds on Noom.
It's a psychological thing, too. They're definitely teaching how to live a better, healthier lifestyle. Noom is teaching me the habits so I do not have to be on weight loss meds forever.
Don't believe it? Take it from Lauren, who lost 22 pounds on Noom.
If I come off of the GLP-1, it's not going to automatically make my weight yo-yo back. I'm going to have good skills and know what to do to take care of myself.
$149 GLP-1s? Now that's Noom smart. Noom, the smart way to lose weight. Get started with Noom GLP-1 at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. Individual results may vary. Not all customers will medically qualify for prescription medications. Compounded medications are not reviewed by the FDA for safety, efficacy, or quality.